Indiana charter schools receive an additional $1,500 per student? It depends who you ask. Skeptics of increasing taxpayer support to help charter schools pay for buildings and transportation are pointing to new examples of academic failure. This week, Ball State chose not to renew the charters of two Indianapolis schools, Fall Creek Academy and University Heights Preparatory Academy. Both, the university said, suffer from chronic underperformance.
Would money have helped that? Yes, maybe.
That's Charlie Schlegel, superintendent of the schools Ball State is closing. Unlike traditional public schools, charters do not get property taxes to pay for transportation or buildings, and that, Schlegel says, leads to less money for the classroom. But the school's failures just can't be blamed on a lack of funding. He says the schools struggle to find the right teachers and right staff to support the students that need a lot of help.
Doesn't matter what, for instance, you might be able to pay someone if the job is so difficult and they're not ready for it, then money's not going to make that same difference.
Last year, Fall Creek got its third consecutive F, and University Heights got its third consecutive D in the state's A to F school grading system. Schlegel said students were showing academic improvements, but he just needed more time.
We asked them for an extension of our current charter. We felt like if they were to afford us 2 years, we would be able to prove the impact. We would have data to support the impact that we believe we're making this year.
Instead, the schools will close June 12th. Governor Mike Pence is asking lawmakers to include an additional $41 million for charter schools in the next budget. During a visit to Manual High School in Indianapolis on Thursday, Pence said he is confident in the oversight of charters.
I don't think there's any question that charter schools in the state of Indiana have been making a difference in the lives of our kids. As in any endeavor, there is success and failure. And I think it's important that we've held public charter schools accountable for their performance.
Fall Creek and University Heights are holding meetings for parents to explain the closures and help them find a new school. Expect debate on school funding to continue all session. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.